Hello, my name is Father Andrew Apostoli, a member of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. On this Holy Saturday, I would like to greet you with that little greeting of St. Francis. May the Lord give you his peace. Today is truly a very special day, a sacred day in the Church's calendar. Yesterday, on Good Friday, we remembered the death of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who became the Son of Mary for our sake, who gave his life on the cross and then was buried. Today on Holy Saturday, we have a sense of expectation, a sense of waiting. You know, this, I feel, is captured by a very ancient homily that was given on Holy Saturday, and it's found in the Church's Liturgy of the Hours. And I'd like to share from this little reading, because I think it catches the spirit of today, Holy Saturday, in a special way. Something strange is happening. There is a great silence on earth today, a great silence and stillness. The whole earth keeps silence because the King is asleep. The earth trembled and is still because God has fallen asleep in the flesh, and he has raised up all who have slept ever since the world began. God has died in the flesh, and hell trembles with fear. He has gone to search for our first parent as for a lost sheep, greatly desiring to visit those who live in darkness and in the shadow of death. He has gone to free from sorrow the captives Adam and Eve, he who is both God and the son of Eve. The Lord approached them, bearing the cross, the weapon that had won him the victory. At the sight of him, Adam, the first man he had created, struck his breast in terror and cried out to everyone, "My Lord be with you all." Christ answered, "And with your spirit." He took him by the hand and raised him up, saying, "Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." So there's a great sense of expectation. Perhaps we, in spirit, with our Blessed Lady, wait for the resurrection of Christ. You know, the great theologian Hans Urs von Balthasar said that Mary alone, of all those who believed in Christ, kept alive for the entire Church, from Jesus' death to his resurrection, kept alive the faith and the belief that Jesus would rise from the dead. And so, on this Holy Saturday, we wait in expectation for Christ's final victory, which comes through the victory of his resurrection from the dead. He has paid the price for our sins by dying on the cross on Good Friday. On Easter Sunday, he will win for us the grace of resurrection. And tonight, with the Easter Vigil, we will celebrate the most solemn liturgy in the Roman Catholic Church, because this is the greatest feast. It is the feast of our victory to new life in Christ. And tonight, as that liturgy begins, we'll have the blessing of the new fire that represents Christ like a fire dismissing and sending away the darkness that has scattering the darkness that has come upon the world through sin, winning the victory over sin and death. So he dispels that darkness. And that new light, that candle, will be, that fire will light a new candle called the Paschal candle. And it will be blessed. And these are the words used in blessing that candle. Christ yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, all time belongs to him and all the ages. To him be glory and power through every age forever. Amen. And then another part of that blessing says, "By his holy and glorious wounds, may Christ our Lord guard us and keep us. Amen." And then a candle will be carried in solemn procession into the church. And three times the priest or the main celebrant will sing the words, "Christ our light." And everyone responds, "Thanks be to God." And then in the church we have that beautiful Easter proclamation called the Exultet. Beautiful song, often sung. It's one of the most beautiful forms of singing in the liturgy of the Roman Catholic Church. It's a beautiful ancient hymn in honor of this candle representing Christ, the new light, the new risen life that we all receive. Following that, the liturgy of the Word, a long liturgy of the Word tonight, using many of the scriptures in the Old Testament and New Testament that give us an understanding of Christ as our risen Lord. Following that, we have in many parishes where there have been people prepared, adults, to receive the sacrament of baptism, they will be baptized at this particular part of the Mass. The baptismal water is blessed. They're baptized and even confirmed. But in many parishes, maybe some of you watching here today, will be going to your parishes tonight and you'll have opportunity to renew your own baptismal promises, where you renounce sin and Satan, and where you profess your faith in Jesus, in the Trinity, in the Church, and all that the Church teaches. And then we enter into that very, very solemn liturgical celebration for Easter. And we hear that word that we haven't heard all during Lent, a beautiful word, Alleluia, He is risen. And so the Church today, on Holy Saturday, anticipates this great victory, this great joy that it has in Jesus Christ. It proclaims Christ, that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. May the Lord give you His peace.